Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0500 hours. Partly cloudy. 55 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
KSA EDQ monitoring.
KDAC. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. cloudy. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC.
If there's a station trying to get into the repeater, you're just bringing up the repeater. There is no audio. You may want to try and increase your gain or change your your power or change location. This is KC8YVF monitoring.
Thank you, KCS. I am trying to test the radio, but it's not coming. It's not coming up at all. I'm not receiving on this one radio at all. So I'm trying to troubleshoot it without bothering anyone. I'm obviously bothering someone. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec.
Yeah, that's okay. If you're, like I said, if you bring it up, just make sure that you use your call at least, that you're monitoring or testing so that people know as far as that. So you're just not ker-chunking the repeater on a regular basis. So, yeah, go ahead and test. No problem there. Just make sure you throw your call out there so that they know that someone there is actually trying to do some testing. KC8YVF.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Hi, KC8YVF. I'm coming at you on a different radio. I think your name might be Ron, because I've listened in to the different nets before, but I've never been able to call in because I didn't have a call sign yet. Am I accurate on that?
That's correct. You cannot use the repeater if you're not an amateur radio operator with a valid call sign. You're not allowed to transmit on the ham radio frequency, so... In that regard, yes, you can't check into the net. You can listen all you want, but you're not allowed to transmit on ham radio frequencies unless you have a valid FCC call sign.
Copy that, KC. Yeah, I do have my call sign now, so I'm going to keep troubleshooting this radio, but I'm not going to keep hitting the repeater. I'm tuned into the right frequency, but it's very rarely tripping the speaker.
And you do have the correct PL tone, the 103.5, in the radio?
Yeah, that's right. It is, I have the 103.5 tone set, but it's not coming across this new radio. There might be something wrong with this. This is EDQ.
Okay, is this a handy talkie that you are using or a mobile type of radio that isn't working properly?
Yeah, this is a new handheld. I just haven't used it on this station very much. So maybe, your last transmission came across loud and clear on this now, so I'm starting to have my doubts. I'm not sure.
Okay, a lot of the handhelds, even a new brand new one, can have bad antennas on them, because I've had radios that I bought right out of the package, and the antenna that was included with it was a bad antenna. And sometimes it wouldn't transmit, sometimes it wouldn't receive. So if you have a different antenna that you can place on that radio for testing, that would be one thing as well to be able to do. I do have equipment to test antennas and radios, at least on the handhelds. So if you think that you might have an issue and you want to test it, let me know. I'll gladly get with you and we'll put it on the meters, on the analyzers, and see if we have a bad antenna or if we have something with the radio. We can also test the output of the radio, the wattage of the radio, as well as any of the harmonics that are on those radios to make sure that they're working properly.
Copy that. I'm gonna swap radio. I'm gonna swap antennas really quick. Will you stand by for just a moment?
Absolutely. Go right ahead. When you're ready, just give me a call. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, KC8YVF.
All right, KC8YVF. I am testing a allegedly good antenna on a mighty faulty radio, and I just need somebody to speak back to me.
Okay, that if you're on the radio with the suspect radio, I've got a good clear audio signal on you. You're nice and strong. Matter of fact, let me bring up the voter so that I can check your audio strength on your next transmission. So give me just a moment for that. All right, that is up. I have that available now. Hopefully you are copying me. Go right ahead with your transmission.
Copy that. I'm thinking that it's the radio that's wrong. So I swapped antennas on I have two ham radios. I swapped antennas and the one radio is still working fine, but it's this one that's not receiving right. So I think I'm gonna have to RMA it or something.
Okay, transmit power, you're doing just fine. You're coming into our Covenant North receive site, which is out on Tittabawassee and Mackinac Road. You're basically full strength into that site. And you're also bringing up a couple other of the voter sites. So, yeah, you're transmitting just fine. If you're not receiving on that point, then, yeah, you may have something with the radio itself. For us, for the repeater, you only have to have the PL tone to transmit. You do not have to have the PL tone to receive. Even if you have the tone on the reception side, it wouldn't make a difference. It's not required, but it would make a difference. You'd still receive fine. So, yeah, you're transmitting just perfectly fine. Good, clear audio on the transmit. If you're not receiving, yeah, you've got something with radio itself. So, all right, this is KC8YVF.
Roger, KC8YVF. I'm going to do something about this radio, and I'll be keying in on I think there's a net on this channel later tonight. I know there's one tomorrow night, so I'll be keying in. This is KFA-EDQ.
Oh, good. We look forward to hearing you on the air, and congratulations on the new ham call and that. And, yes, it's 7 p.m. tonight. I will be net control for this evening's net on this repeater at 7 o'clock. This is the Mid-Michigan Amateur Radio net that we have tonight. It's basically open to anyone. We do two rounds on the net. We do a general round, and if somebody asks the questions in that, we do a 73-round second go-around. That way anybody can get their questions answered that they might have thrown out on the first round. So 7 o'clock usually runs about 7:30 or so, and everyone's welcome to come in, so be glad to hear you. This is KC8YVF. I will let you go. I just got home from the Dayton Hamvention just about an hour ago, so I am still unpacking. I just came down to the shack to put some gear away that I bought down there at the trade show. So good to hear you on the air. This is KC8YVF.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan net. For the pre-net, do I have any stations for this evening's pre-net? Call now.
KDAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan net. Do I have any stations for the pre-net? Call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. This is Bob in Owosso.
Roger, Bob. I've got you on the list. Any other pre-net check-ins for the net?
Kilo Echo 8, Papa, Charlie Quebec. KE8, PCQ, Dave, Bay City. No traffic.
And ADRL. Okay, I picked up PCQ and ERL. Any other pre-net check-ins?
KE8PAZ, Mini, Bart, no traffic.
I got you in there, Mini. Any other pre-net check-ins? Roger, Mike, I got you in there as well. Everyone stand by. We'll be getting this net started here in just a couple of minutes.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees.
Okay, always got to get that out of there before I start the net. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan net. My name is Ron. My calling sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'm located in Saginaw County, and I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5. for the primary purpose of making some announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at Kilo 8 Delta Alpha Charlie Dash Romeo. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any announcements or traffic for the net. From the pre-net, I have KE8ZOB, KE8PCQ, NAERL, KD8PAZ, and KF8EDQ. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I will take check-ins from those stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Please call now. All right, we'll continue with Echolink stations. Do I have any Echolink stations for the net? Please call now. Okay, hearing no Echolink stations for the net, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net, please call now. Okay, got a rather short list for the net tonight. Hopefully we'll pick some more up as we go along here. Welcome, everyone, to the Sunday edition of the Mid-Michigan Net. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. For me, things started out on kind of a odd footing here. Thursday night, we had the severe thunderstorms roll into Saginaw County. We ended up about 11:30 at night activating a Skywarn weather net. I'll have to check the log. It's my other computer, but we had a 6 or 7 seconds, which was pretty good considering it was about midnight, 1 o'clock, when everything was taking place. We ended up with a severe thunderstorm warning and 2 tornado warnings during that time period. That activity was through the National Weather Service was curtailed at about 1:30. Although the watches were supposed to go on until 4 in the morning, they shut down the net at about 1:30 in the morning after the storms had already moved through. So from the National Weather Service, there was a touchdown, an EF0 in the downtown St. Charles area that started to the west of M57 or M52 in the Kimberly Oaks Golf Course area, continued east through the Railroad Park, across M52 and into a subdivision to the east side of M52. I did not see what damage reports were at that point, primarily uprooted trees on houses, power outages, things like that, but don't know the extent of the damage to any buildings or facilities in that area. But that was the one that we did have that actually did touch down. Let me break. So Thursday night into Friday ended up with those. We also had some severe thunderstorms that again moved in through Friday, although I was not in town. I was in Ohio at the time, which also ended up with severe thunderstorms and tornado warnings in the county where I was located, in Greene County, Ohio. So they kind of followed us down there, I guess. So, all right, we're going to start at the top of the list with KE8ZOB Bob out in Owosso, and we'll stand by with KE8PCQ. Go right ahead, Bob.
Roger that. Thank you for the net there tonight, Tito Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. You guys are all coming pretty good here from Saginaw over here to Owosso. And, I don't think Owosso got a bad storm this last time around, but I think I was asleep through it. Neighbors said it rained pretty good. But I'm glad everybody survived it and, you know, they did a lot of damage. And I'm glad you all welcomed me on this net. I like to be on these nets. And that's about it. I'm just sitting back listening, geeking around in my little radio corner here. This is Tito Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. Back to Tito Charlie 880, Victor Foxtrot. And again, thank you for the net.
All right, Bob, thanks for checking in this evening. Hopefully you stick around for the 73 round, which if we don't get any more check-ins, we'll be around here pretty quickly. So, all right, next up, KE8PCQ, Dave, standby in ADRL. Good evening, Dave.
KC8YVF in the group. Good evening. Well, this weekend, actually this last week, I've been doing a lot of lawn cutting and mulching and doing the things that you normally do in the spring. Thursday night, unhooked all the radios because I figured we were going to have something. Slept right through it, which is probably a good thing. Friday watched it and it went to the south and to the north of us. I mean, we didn't get much at all in the way of rain. Thursday, however, we sure did. Tried radio this week. Boy, the band gods have been horrible. When I can't make a contact on 14 meter, I mean, it's 20 meters, unbelievable, just quiet. So that's about it for this round. KE8PCQ, back to net.
I know what you mean, Dave. I'm listening. I came down earlier tonight and turned on the HF reg, and I listened to 10 meters and nothing, and 15, nothing, 20, nothing, 40 meters, nothing. Finally got a little bit on 80 meters out of my band. It was in the extra portion, so Yeah, there's really nothing out there. I hear nothing. I look at the waterfall, and I just got some noise and a few static crashes or stuff like that, but there's basic nothing going on out there. So it's just either nobody's on there, or it's just the band conditions. I heard one conversation on 7200 in 40 meter, and two guys were talking, and then some guy was interfering with them in the background, just spouting nonsense and its political views and all sorts of non-essential information. And the two guys that were having the QSO just continued on right without him, and finally he must have got tired and disappeared. But yeah, that was about the only QSO I heard out there, that's for sure. All right, NADRL, you're up next, and then we'll take a station break for more check-ins. Go right ahead, Dave.
Got a question for you, Ron. I was curious on if you decided what your best route is going to work.
So far, it's going to be down Weiss. That's what I've been taking for the last several months, probably the six or eight months I've been going down Weiss. I turn down Woodbridge, which is all nicely paved, go out, and then get back to State Street and continue on down State Street from there. I went to Dayton-Hamvention early Friday morning. We left a little before 5 a.m., and they had changed the road over. So the two-way in that, so State Street is now blocked off, so I just wanted to see how they were going to route it, and they did basically what I thought. They went down Davenport. When you get to Bay Road, you now have to make a right turn. You go down back to State Street, you make a left turn, but they have now put in right arrows and left arrows in order to try and continue the flow of traffic. And when I got back today, they also I took that route to see how it was coming back. So Weiss is my preferred choice right now. We'll see tomorrow when traffic is in full swing for work day how Weiss is going to be as far as backing up at the lights, and if they're not too bad, I'll continue with that route. If not, I might have to go one street north up to Shattuck and continue on from there. So back to you, Dave. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, I was just curious. I tried that same route from BV this morning, I guess, back to Thomas Township, and noticed, of course, Sunday, not that much traffic, but it'd be a good time to try it. So no holdups. Everybody seemed to be figuring it out pretty good. Of course, that I wasn't there with a lot of traffic, so I guess I don't know how it's going to work out, but we'll see. But very good on Weiss. That was what I've been doing too, and seems to work out pretty good. Just a couple of comments. Yeah, I'm all over with you and Dave as far as the bands, 10, 15, 12, which I usually use quite a bit, have just been awful. Of course, weak signal FT8 on 20, I'm working that right now. And there's a lot of signals out there, but they're short signals. They're not going out very far. And I've noticed that looking at some of the DX spotting sites that, boy, everything is short. These guys who are DX stations are having a hard time getting any range. But, well, hopefully it'll improve. And let's see. Oh, hang on here. I did want to mention, copied everything on the storms, but Ron, if you remember the big tree just to east of the drive going into the airport just opposite of the old hangar, that keeled over, and it's leaning right up against the power lines, so it's been like that since Thursday night, and the power company hasn't come out to fix it yet. I guess they take the airport as secondary next to residential. So I've got everything in my hangar unplugged because I'm afraid that when the tree falls, takes the lines with it, if they don't fix it, it's going to possibly create a surge. Probably not, but just in case, I kind of wanted to be safe on that. That's it for this round. I got a couple of comments on special event stations coming up. KKYVF and ADRL.
All right, Dave, thanks for the information on the tree. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And yeah, I would imagine that it's not in danger of, you know, taking anybody out or any building if it went the opposite way away from the hangar. Just on the power lines, you're going to get any residential, anything like that out of the way first, or anything that's a hazard, and then work on that as a secondary thing. But yeah, I agree with you. I'd be unplugging things too. Luckily, we don't have anything out there, but the computers or whatever at the terminal, anything non-essential, they might want to take down or at least offline or something in case that does happen, unless they have backup and surge protection at least on those devices, which I would hope so at least. So fine business on that. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, Dave, second of colony.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, Dave, I got you in there. Any other stations for the net? Okay, we'll continue on down our list with KD8DAZ, standby KF8EDQ. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everybody in here. I finished my puzzle on Friday. It took me about 6 weeks to do it, but I finally got her done and posted it on Facebook, and today I glued that one and I glued another one. So my sister-in-law says, well, it's time to start another one, but I didn't start another one just yet. Maybe tomorrow. Anyway, other than that, didn't have no damage here with the weather. A friend of mine that I have breakfast with on Friday morning had a electrical wire come down on her car, but they took care of that, had it taken care of by 5:30 Friday morning. So other than that, I was over to St. Charles, and there was quite a bit of damage over there, she said. So this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, I'm glad everything was okay out at your house. All I had down when we left Friday morning was just small branches that were scattered all over the yard and the driveway and that. At least the three trees that were on the west side of my house we took out last fall. So I only have a pine tree in the far back of the lot, and like most pine trees, they're not rooted very deep. And then I have a big red oak tree that's in the front yard right next to the driveway where all the cars sit. But I did get no damage, but a bunch of little tree branches and leaves that were blowing off in it from the storm there. So, all right, next up is my KF8EDQ, standby WADW. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, thanks, John, and thanks, everybody. I'm a new ham, and I just got my ticket, speaking on the storm from the other night, I mean, I live really close to a fire, and so as soon as that thing went off, and I heard my phone go off to the emergency alert, yeah, I was late. But, I didn't think to turn my radio on to see if there was a net happening because a little bit wet behind the ears. You can probably hear dogs over my dog. They're barking at a rabbit or whatever. So, glad to be here. Hi, everybody. I'll pass it back to KC8YVF.
All right, Mike. Well, congratulations on being a new ham. It's a fun hobby. There's lots of things that you can get into, lots of different things. Some get into contesting and different types of things when you get into HF stuff. For the just the technician side, there's a lot of things you can get into. We do all sorts of public service events that are just on the 2-meter band. We do got field day, summer field day coming up, where anybody can get on the air. We'll have stations available so you can try your hand at other modes or the HF bands as well. So that's coming up. We do National Night Out in Saginaw Township with the Township Police Department and all the police and fire departments from around the county. So lots of different things that we do that are coming up here. in the next couple of months or so. And always welcome to join us. We also have our club meetings, which are the first Friday of every month out at Harry Brown Airport out on Janes on the west side of the county, or east side of the county, sorry, at 7 p.m. out there. Everyone is welcome to join us. Come out and see what things are all about. We've got quite a few people that turn out for those events, and if you need any mentors for anything, the Elmers as such, there's a lot of guys and gals that are willing to help you out. So just give us a buzz. You can also check out our website at K8DAC, that's Kilo 8 Delta Alpha Charlie.com, for all the latest information. All right, next up on the list, W8DW, and then I'll take a turn myself. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Rock. KC8YBF, W8DW. Not a whole lot going on here. Thursday, we were actually monitoring when the storm was here. After I got out of bed after the second time the weather radio went off. And we were actually, I think we're probably the only one in the group here that was actually in the tornado warning zone from the warning on Thursday. I think it went just south of us between our road and Shattuck. So, and then there was some reports of rotation in near the sports zone, which is probably about 2 miles to the northeast of us, or northwest of us. So anyway, we were monitoring, but we didn't check in. Glad and we didn't have any damage. It's funny, the leaves were stuck on the side of the trailer, on the side of the truck and everything. The wind came through here pretty heavy. We ended up, our rain gauge showed for the that storm alone, we showed just a little less than 4 inches of rain, so when it came down heavy. Unfortunately, I didn't, I should have looked at my outside camera. I probably could have seen it doing it, but anyway, that's all I got there, Ron. It'll be my only one. I'll just say 73 is catching one probably on tomorrow's night. KC8YVF, W8DW.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I wondered as far as that. Yeah, the first one woke me up. I had my phone with me, the police scanner, my radio with me, everything at the bedside there. And the first one off, and I checked the information. I'm thinking, okay, we got storms coming. They're not here yet. So I'm just going to lay here and monitor for that. When the second one went off with a severe thunderstorm warning, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get up and see what's going on. And then the third one went off with the tornado warnings and that. We had two of those that went up. So I said, okay, we'll get a net going. I was surprised at the number of people who checked in, but it was primarily because they got woke up as well, so you might as well check into a net. You know, what else better to do at, you know, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night? So I was pleased with that. And same here, too. I had leaves plastered all over the vehicles out there, and they were like, embedded, you had to take your fingernail to get underneath them to scrape them off. They were just flattened right out there. And like I said, a bunch of little small tree branches and things like that that's still out there. I littered the driveway and the yard and that. Unfortunately, we were headed, a friend of mine, Bob, N8FAU, and I were headed to Dayton. So we got about 2 hours of sleep. We went to bed, tried to go to bed about 10:30. And, of course, didn't get really to sleep at that point and when the alarms went off. So it was after one or so before we got back to bed. We were up at 4 a.m. To get ready to take off. So I roughly got about 2 hours of sleep once I did doze off again and then was back up. And we about quarter to five, we were in the car and headed down to Dayton Hamvention. Normally, I like to be down there by at least 10 o'clock to get a parking spot in the high school parking lot and then be able to take the shuttle bus. It's just about a five-minute ride over to the county fairgrounds. Well, as we're coming in the town, I'm listening to the talk-in channel, and they're already saying that the parking lot is 80 to 90% full, and it's we're still, you know, we're about 15 minutes away, but
it was, you know, only quarter after nine, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, because the next alternative is in the field out there at the arena, or the next bus ride is a half hour away at a county park. So we did make it in once we got there about quarter to ten. We ended up parking in the grass. They had already filled the lot, which holds probably 400 or 500 cars. We ended up parking in the grass out by the bus garage. So we got there and got the bus rides, but yeah, it wasn't where I really wanted to be at that point. The weather turned out very nice and cooperative. We did have rain on Friday night that rolled in again with severe thunderstorm warnings. We had tornado warnings up, but nothing materialized that I heard, at least in our area. We were watching the Weather Channel, and a lot of damage in that in Indiana as those storms were coming across from Indiana and pushing into Ohio. So they went north of us. We went south of us. We did get some very heavy rain. I don't know how much, but we had basically horizontal rain as I was watching out the window. We were on the fourth floor of the hotel as we watched the storms roll in, so we had a good view of the storms as they came in. But it didn't do anything out at Dayton Hamvention. We had a good Friday. It was mostly sunny. It was not real super hot. The humidity wasn't too hot, so just short and T-shirt weather worked out fine. And then on Saturday, the winds rolled in. We had quite strong winds that rolled in, and partly cloudy. After that cool front moved through, it did cool off quite a bit. It was down in the 60s, but we had quite strong breezes. So a lot of, you know, I kept losing my hat with the wind and the flags and things that people had up. We're basically straight out and whipping all over, but had a good time. Enjoyed the day. The one thing that I will say that I noticed this time, and it was very nice to see, there was a lot of younger adults and children that were at the event with their parents that were carrying amateur radios. So there were kids that were probably 9, 10 years old on up to young teenagers that were there. They were doing, they had a fox hunt going on, so we had kids going around with their directional antennas to the event to try and find the fox. We had multiple, it was surprising the number of women that were there as well, women hams that were there. So it's not just a male-oriented thing anymore. I would say a third of the people that were there were female and kids. So it was very nice to see that. And as I left the hotel that we had, there was a woman that came down, and she was, I didn't ask her, but she was in her 80s, and she had her Yaesu hat that she got at Hamvention, and she had her call sign on her, and she had her luggage, and she was headed out to her car by herself, and she said this was her 44th year of attending Hamvention. And I said, you got me beat. This is my 35th year, and I was amazed as far as that. We had a nice conversation, as well as some other another couple that I met that was from Port Huron. Her husband had been a ham radio licensed back in the late 80s, and she just got her license 2 months ago, and they were probably in their 70s as well. So it was very nice to see the number of children and young adults and ladies that were there that were ham radio operators. So it's alive and well in ham radio, and I wanted to try and talk to some how we could duplicate some of that effort here in Saginaw County. Let me break. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll go back up to the top with KE8ZOB. Stand by, KE8PCQ. Good evening again, Bob.
Good evening, everybody. Just sitting here listening, don't have a whole lot to say. I did get outside the other day. I'm starting to get into a little bit of solar, about an EcoFlow Delta 2 to run my little ham station. It seems to run it pretty good, the things I want it to work on. You know, I want to get everything, want to run it off grid in case a storm knocks off the power and stuff. I've never lost power, but storms are getting more intense. So I'm getting things that I can't just get up. I don't drive, so I can't go get fuel. But I can shut solar panels out and get some energy that way. I've been doing the numbers, and it takes me about a year to get everything that I want cooked up. But it's all worth it in the long run, and it's something to do, and it's a lot of fun. And hams and solar and computers go very well together. But back to you, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. Back to Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Again, thank you for the net tonight.
Again, Bob, thank you for joining tonight. I really appreciate it, and hopefully you'll be able to join us again. We also have the net, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net, on Monday nights at 9 p.m., which is open to everybody as well. KEAPCQ, you're up next. Stand by in ADRL. Go right ahead again, Dave.
KCAYVF in the group. First off, congratulations, Mike, on being the new ham. You've just entered a rabbit hole that gets deeper with every year you belong. With that said, everybody have a great week. 7-3, and God bless. We'll see you next week. KE8PCQ. Back to that.
All right, Dave. Yeah, come on now. Don't scare him off here. But, yeah, it is a fun... fun hobby in that, and there's so many directions that you can go and get into, whatever your interest might be in it. You know, we also have the emergency service group here in Saginaw that provides backup communications for the Saginaw County Emergency Management. We've got cooperation through our hospitals, through MMR and other organizations in the county. So it's a good partnership, and we have a lot of fun and also a lot of training. You'll learn a lot of things as you work through that program. All right, NADRL, stand by, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Dave.
Just a couple of comments. I did want to join in and thank or congratulating Mike on getting his license. Thank you for joining the net tonight, Mike. I hope you join up with us again. A lot of different things that you can get into with ham radio, and you'll probably find yourself kind of testing the waters on different modes, digital, getting on HF, and maybe chasing some DX, all fun stuff. So congratulations again on that. I think I heard ABC 12 tonight, the weather guy there mentioned, I thought he said we've already had 25 tornadoes in Michigan already this year. Ron, I wondered if you heard anything about that, if I heard that right. But that's a lot of tornadoes for just the beginning of May. Minnie, I saw your puzzle on Facebook. I think it must have been the one that was all gray. I don't know how you put that baby together. That was amazing that you got that together, and good deal on that. Just a couple comments on upcoming special events. June 6th and 7th, the museum ships are going to be on the air. That's a fun one. These special events are fun for, number one, just to make the contact. Number two, just to see this, how your rig's doing and getting out. Sometimes these guys, you get a pretty good pile up, and it's good to see if your equipment is up to breaking in on it. Also, nice certificates and QSL cards if you want to take the time to send for them. But, boy, it ships all over the world. I'm working, doing some research on the USS Edson, and it's pretty interesting how many museum ships that we have just in Michigan. July 1 through 6 is the 13 Colony special event. I did this last year for the first time, and it's pretty much fun. They have 13 stations representing 13 colonies doing all different modes, phone, CW, digital. And there's also, I think, three bonus stations, one in Britain and one in France. And if you if you able to make a contact with, well, you can get a certificate, I think, with one or two contacts, but if you do a clean sweep where you connect with everybody, you get a clean sweep certificate, which is pretty interesting. And then August 16th, Lighthouse, International Lighthouse on the air, kind of the same thing with the museum ships. A lot of fun. See if you can make the contact. See if your equipment's up to breaking the pile up. Plus a lot of nice certificates and QSL cards. And Dave, this is the one I know you're interested in. If you're still listening, September 6th through the 14th is Route 66 on the air. Kind of the same format as the 13 colonies, with a lot of different stations on the route of Route 66 on the air, different modes, different bands. Again, fun to try to collect them all. I think that's all I've got. I think I've talked long enough. So back to you, Ron. KCYVF and ADRL.
All right, Dave, thank you for all the information there. I'll try and get in on a few of those here coming up if time permits. I've got still, now that back from Dayton, the next thing on my agenda, we've got the coming up 22nd here. So this coming Thursday is going to be our next Aries training, so I got to get the information. We'll be going over the SEP that we did back on the 7th, get all the data from that. Once I get that compiled, I've got to write the after-action report to turn in to the county. So once I get that report out of the way, that's a pretty big one. That's about a 14-page report that goes out. So then I'll get a chance to maybe get on the air a little bit here and to do some things as well. All right, next up on the list, KDA-PAZ, and then standby KF-8-EDQ. Good evening again, Minnie.
This is KDA-PAZ, and thanks, Dave. Yeah, that puzzle was all gray and white there, Dave, so that's why I said it took me quite a while to do it, and I thought my grandson bought it for me, but actually it was my daughter that bought it for me. So anyway, it was challenging, and it kept me busy, but I accepted the challenge and got it finished. So anyways, Friday night there when the storm hit, I was in bed. I just had dozed off, and this big clap of thunder right over the top of my bedroom, and I almost jumped out of bed, and I said, oh, well, turned over and went back to sleep. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. Yeah, the things that my wife hates is the alarm system for that weather alarm. She keeps threatening to take a baseball bat to that thing, but I said that's the only thing that helps keep us alive as far as what's going on, especially if we're asleep at night. But she does not like that thing, that's for sure. And the puzzle, I just looked it up. Wow, that is absolutely fantastic. I love the photo that on it that's on there. That is really, really cool, and I know that was very difficult to put together with basically just grays and whites in it. But fantastic job. Congratulations, Minnie. All right, next up on the list is KF8EDQ, and then we'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, copy. Thanks for the warm welcome, everybody. I guess I'll kind of go in order. This message goes out to KE8ZOB, Bob, out in Owasso. I also have I have some Blue Eddy batteries and some EcoFlow solar panels. So I like to talk electricity storage too. So if you want somebody to talk to or research parts for you, I love talking about that kind of stuff too. To Dave, KE8PTQ, you didn't scare me off, so don't worry about that. I actually love things that are rabbit holes. I'm a coder by trade, so I absolutely love challenges and learning new things. I have to learn things that have... My radio timed out there for a second break. I've been listening in. Hi, Minnie. I think I heard you on the net on Monday. So nice to meet your acquaintance. And I guess I'll turn it back to Ron, KC8YVF.
All right, Mike, thanks for joining us. And, yeah, like I said, there's all sorts of people out there that can help you in whatever interests they have. The best thing is sharing your knowledge, because we've got a lot of people that have knowledge in certain things, and sharing it with everybody else so we can all learn from this hobby and that. It is a lot of fun. This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Papa Mike.
Go right ahead, sir. You're next up on the list.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good evening. Name's Ron, Robert Oscar, November. Just wanted to say hi to the net and interject a little bit as to the Dayton comments, Xenia comments, just returning myself. The only thing significant to add, I do believe they broke an attendance record. They believe that. They don't have the numbers firm. And by everything we saw, it certainly supports that assertion. The other good thing, and I echo all of his comments, one of the XYLs of one of our group members who also has her own ticket and has for many, many years, she said that for the first time ever of all the Daytons that she's attended, and I think she's attended every one of the Xenia locations, for the first time ever, there was a line in the women's bathroom. So that is extremely encouraging. The other comment I have is that one of the major prizes, a $2,000 gift certificate from R&L, was won by a 10-year-old ham who's been licensed a year. So, again, all very encouraging, great weekend, very few hitches. Traffic was kind of nasty on Friday, but they did seem to get that worked out. So, 73 to the net. I'm making my way up to Sheboygan County to try to get home before dark or sleep, whichever occurs first. 73, back to net, W8RPM Mobile.
All right, thank you very much for that information, and that's a good thing and a bad thing. When you got a line at the women's the bathrooms and that, you know, you always say that's a bad thing, but yeah, like you said, that would be a real good thing. And I haven't checked the major prize for the, I've been going for 35 years that I know of, that I have tickets for, and never have won anything. I was off by for the hourly drawings. I missed it by one number this year. I haven't checked the major prizes, but that's fantastic, at least on the gift certificate that they had. And a large DX Engineering put up a lot of prizes for this year's event, and I'll have to take a look at it. I have the app, the ARRL app for the Hamvention, and should list all of that information out, so I'll have to take a look at that, but that's fantastic. But good on the attendance as well. It doesn't seem to be, at least Virginia, it was a very good turnout because the weather was very nice in that regard. For dating back early years when I started back 35 years ago, I remember at Hera Arena that the building would be packed with people so much that you had a hard time getting down any of the aisles. If you wanted to purchase something, there was times where a vendor would hold something up and say, hey, I have one of these, and somebody in the back row says, I'll take it, and the product would come back, and the money would go forward, and off you would go, and it was so crowded, you really had a hard time moving in the building. They don't have that problem at Xenia. It is much more open area. You don't have the tight aisles and things that they had at the Hera Arena. Good. I would like to see what the attendance was. I know they're, the 30,000 would be good, and anything above that. So we'll have to wait to see what the numbers are if they post that information. Let me break. Do we have any additional check-ins for the net? Please call now.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, Rick from New Lothrop.
All right, I got the Bravo Lima X-ray. I was leaned back in my chair and you caught me off guard. Can I have the prefix on the call, please?
That would be Kilo Foxtrot 8.
All right, you're up next. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having the net. Sorry I'm so late. Just turned it on and realized it was on. It was that day. It was Sunday. But unfortunately, I did not make it to Hamfest. Would like to get there one time at least before my time expires. But I'll have to try again next year, I guess. Other than that, I did make my first contact bouncing off the ISS last night, which is one of the main reasons I actually got into ham radio. It was my fascination with these satellites flying over and us being able to catch them at the right times. And I actually did it off of a very, very non-normal situation for doing that. Just a standard vertical antenna, which is a Comet 2x4. It is sitting on top of my garage, magnet mounted to the top of my garage, and a little 25-watt, what is it? It is a Anytone 778 radio, so I was kind of surprised it actually worked, but actually excited about it too. So with that, I'll send it back to Nat, and everybody have a great night, and a great rest of your week, 73s.
All right, Rick, thanks for all the information, and that might be something. We do not have anybody in the club right now that has been into the satellite communications. One of our former members, Keith DeLong, N8XDX, was into satellites heavily, enjoyed that portion of it, did several talks and that on it. So maybe at some point, if you're interested in sharing your knowledge and your excitement and things for the satellite portion of it, if you would consider giving a talk for the Saginaw Radio Club. Except sharing the knowledge is the big thing, and your excitement for the things that you like about ham radio is the good things, and getting other people excited in the things that you like to do as well. So that's the good thing. All right, do I have any other check-ins for the net? Call now. All right, for me, at least down at Dayton, I didn't pick up a whole lot. Most of the time that I go down is for parts and pieces and connectors and stuff that either I've used up or think I need or whatever, so I picked up a few of those as well. Tower Electronics is my main source, so I've used up some of my ground straps, so I replaced some of that. I've got to order some wire from them. The red and black electrical wire, I have assortment here, but small pieces right now that I've used up, so I need some 50-foot pieces for projects and things like that that I'll have to order. The only main thing that I did order was a while back I picked up an ICOM 7300. That's going to be my field day rig, so I purchased a new headset for that. Since the ICOMs have an electric microphone, my dynamic headset that I use for my other radios doesn't function properly for those. So I did find the headset that I wanted through eBay. That's supposed to be delivered on Wednesday, but I needed the adapter cable for that. And I also bought an extra foot switch because getting behind the radios and disconnecting the foot switch for one of my other rigs and getting it out isn't a problem. It's feeding it up behind everything to reconnect it. It's a difficult challenge. So I decided to pick up an extra foot switch so I wouldn't have to keep doing that. I can leave things connected in the shack and that. So that was basically my major purchase was a headset before and some of the connecting items for that. So this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins or rechecks for the net? Call now. Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, This net is now closed at 7:48 p.m., and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, have a great week. Hopefully we'll talk to you, some of you, on the Monday Night Net tomorrow night on this frequency at 9 p.m. 73, talk to you later.
Anyone left over from the net that attended Xenia? W8RPM mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Copy that, W8RPM. How you doing, Ron? This is KFADQ.
Yeah, good evening.
I missed the suffix of the call. KF8, I missed the rest. Just curious what you thought, if you had been before. I'll tell you, I was very, very encouraged. Very encouraged. Vendor traffic on Thursday was very high, and everybody had a really good attitude. Just a very, very good positive weekend. Good vibes for amateur radio. Good vibes for the economy. People willing to travel to attend events and spend money, and it's all been good. It was a very good weekend.
Okay, cool. I don't know what if you're on any other frequencies, but I'm on the GMRS Saginaw repeater usually. I spent most of my weekend, or I spent the mornings of my weekend at the Saginaw County Animal Shelter, and I walk dogs, and I spend the afternoon doing whatever needs to be done, like picking up groceries today. So I don't know, I'm just taking it easy and trying to make some contacts over ham since I'm a new newbie.
Yeah, very good. By newbie, how new is new?
I've been listening to, I bought my first ham 6 years ago, and I listened to a few nets back then, and then I lost interest for a little while, but I just got my ham ticket a few days ago.
Oh, that's awesome. It's probably one of the smartest decisions you ever made, and the older you get and the more you play, the more you'll realize, wow, you know. The doors that this has opened, the opportunity that it's opened. Well, you know, I'm an old fart, and I've had the pleasure of Elmering a whole bunch of people in my life. I am currently a VE, although I'm not very active in it. I'll do a couple events a year. Home for me is in Sheboygan County. I'm a Detroit, Redford, Novi transplant. And home now is in Sheboygan County, about 30 miles south of the Mackinac Bridge. But it's just, you know, I've been licensed since 77. I was 17 years old, so you can do the math there. And a lot of stuff's changed in that time, but a lot of things that have changed have stayed the same. And one of those things is the ability to meet people with similar interests and learn from them. And the opportunities, they just never stop, you know. I mean, I was a Motorola employee. I was a broadcast engineer. And, you know, every day I'm learning. And I come back from Dayton this year with more questions and answers and looking at new equipment, new things I want to try. It just never gets old. You know, you'll be learning new stuff until the day you die.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, I can totally agree with that. I mean, I love to learn. Like I said, I work in the tech industry, and I have to learn daily just to keep up with the pace. You know, new things come out all the time, and you have to learn its syntax, and you know, and radios is really no different. Since I'm so new, I'm experimenting with different radios right now. I'm talking to you. I mean, I'm close enough to the repeater that it wouldn't matter, but I'm talking to you on a UV5R with a 77.1 antenna on. But I have a DMR showing up tomorrow and I've been working on that code flaws for a couple of days now. But I'm going to have it all hooked up to the MI5 network and all that, so... yeah, I'd love to talk more about it. Hold on, let me get a break in. I guess I'll tell you why I got into it to begin with. I like to go camping, like out in the wilderness. I lose cell reception often. A lot of the campsites that I go to, there's no cell reception. So my interest started in long-range communication and being able to call for help should I need it. Because I like to, you know, I have a boat that's 35 years old, and and if it breaks down on a river somewhere, I'd like to be able to reach out and get some help if I need it, you know what I mean?
I do. I have a 23-foot Sea Ray. It's a 1988, but, you know, that's kind of what marine radios are for, or, you know, in a pinch, I'm not going to give you a speech about type acceptance. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but, you know, in a bind, you can use anything you need to use. If you're using a non-type accepted FM, you know, wideband radio on the marine channels, nobody will ever know. Not that I advocate that, but, you know, I do similar things. You know, I camp as well. And one of the things about camping, especially if you're camping in a rural, you know, a rugged, rustic campground or area, one of the things that you can do is set up a crossband repeater mobile in your camper at your campsite. And now it's all you got to do is worry about hitting your camper from your portable and leave it on a wide area repeater on something that you know will raise some attention. I do that often. I have an ICOM 2730 installed in the camper, and I will just set it to crossband on whatever the local repeater is and use a UHF low power splinter input. And know that I have the ability to raise help if I need them. So a lot of practical applications to all this stuff. But the bottom line is, remember, it's a hobby, and it's supposed to be fun. And if it stops being fun, you know, early on in the hobby, and I tell this to everybody that I've ever taught or anybody that's foolish enough to ask my opinion, you know, listen a lot, figure out where you fit in and where you don't. Every repeater is a little different. The personality is a little different, you know, and I applaud you for jumping in with both feet to the DMR turbo world, but I also caution you, make sure you have a really, really, really thorough understanding of analog FM, repeaters, offsets, PL, DPL, you know, all of that stuff, before you get too deep into the DMR, because, you know, like I said, I've been programming radios the majority of my adult life, and the first time I set foot in an XPR 6550 code plug, I'm like, now what do I do?
Copy that. Yeah, I'm so new to the radio game. I've been talking on GMRS for maybe a week or whatever, but I don't know if you're familiar with this other call sign. It's KF8DRC, Detroit Rock City, Jack. He is on the Warren repeater, and sometimes you can hear him on GMRS. Well, I thought it was something for getting my technician's license and being able to operate repeaters and whatnot in analog. And then he came across and he told me about GMR, and I and I had to get my hands on it as soon as I could. But no, I'm not gonna just do DMR. If anything, it'll probably be a fallback to just regular FM.
Well, and remember, one of the nice things about any of the digital modes is that you can get yourself a hotspot, and as long as you have internet access, you can do about anything you want on any of the digital modes. The hotspots now, almost all of them will have a gateway or a bridge. So if you have any digital mode, you can get on any other digital mode through one of those bridges or interconnects, for lack of a better word. You know, you can go in on DMR, come out on P25, come out on NextN, come out on DSAR, you know, and vice versa. But again, those code plugs are very confusing. Color codes, time slots, all that stuff, and you have to be pretty careful with them. So, you know, program that radio full of analog frequencies. Program that UV5 with chirp full of analog frequencies. Manipulate it around, play with it, do whatever you got to do so you get familiar. I will make one other comment, and I don't have anything against GMRS. I don't use it, but there's, and I don't know if you've heard this or not. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. You know, the FCC has been harping on people to stop using interconnect things like All-Star Echo Link or, you know, hardwire telephone interconnect to extend the range of GMR and to link GMRS and to link repeaters. That's a no-no. And the GMRS community really dug in their heels and just sort of ignored all that. And, you know, finally the FCC is like, look, we're not kidding. Quit interlinking GMRS repeaters. And people are finally starting to kind of get the message. So, you know, if you still hear these guys checking in from northern Michigan on a Warren repeater, yeah, you need to avoid that.
It may be electric.
Dump it in.
Hey guys, yeah, I was on the net and I was just sitting listening to you guys. Just wanted to put one little comment out there. As far as the GMRS repeaters go, 99.9% of them now are not interlinked through internet or any kind of hard line. They are linked together now by microwave. Just wanted to kind of put that out there and kind of clear it up a little bit. So they are trying to stick to the FCC rules now. Okay, it's 8BLX.
Okay, well, if I may rebut, this is exactly what I was referring to. It's not the method, it's the fact that they're linked. So, you know, and believe me, I know Fred and Jeff and all these guys, and we're all in agreement here. It doesn't matter how you link them. You cannot link GMRS. Period, the end. They're meant to be short-range, local repeaters. So if anybody's still using that MI5, MI6 microwave backbone, it's not a good idea because that's not how it's supposed to work. So, yes, there was some ambiguity in the language about, you know, you could use hardline, hardwire, copper, twisted pair, fiber, whatever, but it couldn't be AT&T. You know, it could be Verizon, but it couldn't be AT&T. But anyway, end of the day, you look up the last, I don't know if it was a PRM letter or what, but it was the FCC saying, stop interlinking GMRS repeaters. So, I just hope everybody gets the message, you know, and I don't have a horse in this race. I'm just reading the words on the page.
Yeah, copy that, Ron. Like I said, I'm still pretty new. I'm not into the politics of it, so just going to let whoever is involved fight that one out. But in the meantime, I am definitely going to be continue using their service because there's a bunch of, there's a bunch of great dudes on there, too, so. I mean, so I'm going to keep, I'm going to go back to monitoring maybe. Maybe we can talk another time or something, but I'm going to back out and continue monitoring for now. This is KFAEDQ.
I didn't get your name.
This is Mike from Saginaw Township.
Okay, Mike, very good. Again, congrats. 73 from W8RPM. Other station, go ahead.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.